You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are taking a look at the top tech stories of the last couple of weeks with Gillian Shaw of the Vancouver Sun. And Gillian Shaw announced a couple of weeks ago that a few years ago, I think in 2009, they participated in the last big lottery where they were buying wireless spectrum. And the thought was that Shaw bought a whole bunch of wireless bandwidth and they were going to compete against Bell and Telus in the 3G and 4G space. They've decided not to. They've decided that it's too expensive to build their infrastructure. And from the press release that I read, it sounds like Shaw is planning on going the other way and starting to put together kind of campus-wide Wi-Fi networks in urban centers. Going down on a smaller level and just building out their Wi-Fi capabilities. Well, what are they doing?
Well, it's all about the money, Steve. And probably they took a look at this, and I talked to the Shaw president, Peter Bissonnette, and he said the financial, it just didn't make sense. The investment to roll out their own wireless network, 3G or coming up 4G network, is just too... You know, it's just too onerous. It was too much money, and they figured their money was better spent, and it's, of course, a fraction of the amount, if they would instead kind of take the model that's been used in New York and other centers of almost seamless Wi-Fi. So
yeah.
their concept is that, say, you're in Vancouver or Calgary or Edmonton, a major Canadian city, and you're a Shaw customer. As you walk around and do what you do in a day downtown, the goal is that you would have access to Shaw's wireless network all the time.
So it's just Wi-Fi. So it's like
Wi-Fi.
A university campus,
yeah.
Where you've got Wi-Fi covering the entire campus, and that doesn't require that much infrastructure, comparatively speaking.
No,
I mean, every coffee shop already has
exactly,
Wi-Fi.
Exactly. If you can put it in a coffee shop, I'm sure. And I asked I asked Peter about that because there's some venues in, you know, major venues like sports arenas and convention centers that are pretty much locked down to the Wi-Fi offered by the carrier that's sponsoring. And the Vancouver airport being an exception, it's provided free there. Mm-hmm. But a lot of other places you have to pay and you have to belong to a certain carrier. And he suggested that they were just going to kind of edge in and get their Wi-Fi network, because of course there's nothing to stop you. I mean, if you ever turn on your Wi-Fi network at home and you'll see all your neighbors.
Yeah.
So now what Shaw is proposing to do is you might be sitting in, say, the convention center in Vancouver, and they're going to try to angle in their network so that you might actually be able to access Shaw, not just the one that is provided by, I think it's Bell in that center.
That will make them even more popular than they are. Do you get a perception that this is just going to be in the downtown core, or is this going to extend into neighborhoods?
I think no. Their idea is not to replace their
home service.
Their home service. So the point is, when you go home to the burbs, or you go home to your house, and you know, outside of the downtown core, you're on your own. You've got to be on. Supposedly now you're a Shaw customer and you have your own Wi-Fi network. But I think it's the economies of scale, and it just doesn't make sense. It's very difficult to have a Wi-Fi network that covers an area that's not densely populated.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it might be, you know, they say they're going to start it in Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton, I think, and I expect it'll be right in the downtown core and around centers like, you know, that we talk about that people would be likely to be. But then there are other populated areas in cities like Vancouver outside of the downtown core. They're still heavily populated areas.
Yeah.
But once they get into the residential
metro
area, you have a metro town or something like that. But once they get into like a neighborhood, I'm sure they don't really want me to be able to, you know, sit in my house and pick up their free Wi-Fi when according to Shaw, they'd like,
well, it won't
they'd
be
like
free,
me to
though.
Be a subscriber.
It'll be, the,
well, you
have
to
be
a
subscriber. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
that's the whole point.
I like this business model. I like the idea that we're going to have multiple tiers and multiple levels. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great for tablet and handheld devices. That's a brilliant concept. Let's wrap things up with talking about a nice kind of feel good success story of a Burnaby based company, Metro Lyrics. They've had a big payday.
They have had a huge payday, Steve. And while they're not disclosing the figures, they were bought by CBS Interactive, and there are a lot of digits in that deal. I have to say, it's regarded as one of the major acquisitions in the Canada in the new media space in Canada.
Now, Metro Lyrics, for those who don't know, is a small website that was started up by a couple of entrepreneurs, which basically had the lyrics to songs, popular songs. And they've got like thousands and thousands, 70,000 or something like that, song lyrics in their catalog.
Well, you know what's so funny? It's they are actually the largest lyrics website in the world. And with that, that's a really money-making enterprise, Steve. You wouldn't think it, but the reason this started was because lyrics was one of the most searched terms on Google search. And this was discovered by a young fellow who was 16 years old. He was an immigrant. He had come with his family from a war-torn country. He was born in what was then Yugoslavia. They immigrated to Canada with his family. And he's 16 years, at 16, his name's Malone Tesevich. He wanted to make enough money to buy a car. And he thought, well, I'm not going to be able to make enough money to buy a car just working a Mac job after school. And he was pretty tech savvy. He had an interest in this, found out everybody wanted to find lyrics online, and there was no source for it. So yeah, he filled that need. 10 years later, he and his partner now have sold, he and the co his co-founder have sold the company for a lot of money.
Well, and the traffic to their website is staying. There's 700,000 songs that they have access to, and they pay license, they pay royalties to the song artists for sharing the lyrics. So it's not just money in. They spend a lot of money.
They spend millions. And what's interesting is he took a put a legal model on, yeah, and in the music industry, it's not always, as we know, legal
but
models.
But the traffic to their site, they are going to more than double CBS. This is website traffic. They do 25 million unique visitors per month.
Who thought?
That's how you make money.
People would be looking at, exactly.
Jillian, next time you come back, I want you to have an idea that's going to get us 25 million unique visitors. And then you and I don't have to do this anymore forever.
Well, Steve, if you just got to look at the search terms, who'd have thought lyrics? But now, of course, they're linked up with radio.com because CBS Interactive owns Last.fm, radio.com, mp3.com. So it is a very good match and a really good integrated service. So I'm sure you're only going to see that traffic climb.
Well, congratulations to them, and woe is us. Jillian Shaw is the digital columnist and writer for the Vancouver Sun. Check her out online. We'll have the link to her stuff at our site. Thanks so much for coming in, Jillian. It's a blast from the past. You're going
to
come back?
Great talking to you. Yeah, I'll love
make
to
sure
back.
You have the idea to make us that 25 million.
I'll check the Google search trends before I come then, Steve.
Jillian Shaw, thank you.